During Memorial Day at Lowe's, shop household must-haves for less. Save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Grill to chef up something special. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep things fresh. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/27. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hello, Brewskis. How are you? This is Michael. I am calling from Huntington Park, California. And I have a little ghost story for you. Let me just give you a little background on his. The gentleman was named Mr. Lance Harvey. He was probably in his late 70s. He was one of the most kindest and gentlest human being that you can ever meet, kind of guy that would give you his last dollar. Super human being. Just a little backstory from him. He was a gentleman that loved to entertain. He loved to sing, loved to play his harmonica. His karaoke was the thing that he loved to do. He could never pass up an instance of singing for somebody or just doing something like that. Tell you a little story, a little funny story about him. He went to this one place for a karaoke, and in the parking lot, he fell down and scraped up his face pretty badly. And before he would go to the hospital, he had to sing his karaoke. So after he sang, he had somebody drive him to the hospital, and they stitched him up a little bit. So. That's just how who he was. His entertainment came before anything else. But again, a wonderful, wonderful gentleman. A little more story about him. Probably around 6 months before his death, he had to have an oxygen tank with him. He never had that before, but unfortunately, I guess with his breathing issues, he had to have an oxygen tank. He was in a wheelchair, so he would just either prop the oxygen tank on his lap or put it in the back, and he would have it. And it was, you know, just something that, unfortunately, it just got worse as he got older, as the days went on, months went on. And he basically died of congestion heart failure. Very, very sad. I was very, very, very hurt, and still am till this day, because he's just such a wonderful person. And on the day of his funeral, I was there, and I was sitting in one of the pews, and there was a couple people sitting beside me to my left, and I was just kind of leaning over, just kind of a little depressed of why I was there, I wish we weren't having a funeral for anybody. I wish he was still alive, but I was very, very depressed, and I felt somebody sit in the same pew as I was, probably 3 seats over. I guess the pew must have moved a little bit, because I just remember somebody sitting down. And I looked over, and I saw an oxygen tank, and I looked away really quickly. I the first thing that came in my mind is just that I didn't want to be rude, to stare at anybody who had an oxygen tank with them. I didn't think I wanted to be rude. I was staring at them or, you know, making fun of them for any reason. So I just kind of looked away real quick, and I did not look back until the end of the service. And that was probably a good 20 minutes left into it. And number one in my thing, in my mind, once the service ended, I was going to look over to see who had an oxygen tank. It was just really, really strange, you know. And I looked over and nobody had an oxygen tank. I said, wait a minute, there's just no way that could be. I saw it. So I said, well, maybe they just got up and moved, and they're probably not going to move too fast. And, you know, I'm just going to walk around, and I'm going to find the person that had it. And I never saw anybody have an oxygen tank. I looked. I got up really quick for that reason to look. And I know nobody left because I even walked outside to see, and nobody had it. And it just blew my mind. And I'm always a big believer that you do go to your own funeral. I really do. I think when you die, you go to your own service or whatever they had for you, if it's either a big funeral or just a get-together or whatever they have for you. I always believe that you go. And you see the people that are mourning you, and you see your friends again. But I never did. Nobody had an oxygen tank. I do believe in all my heart that he sat. He probably wanted me to see it to let me know that he was there. And it just really, really blew my mind. It made me happy, though, too, to know that he was there. And because, again, what a wonderful human being. I do have a question for you, just on your thoughts. Do you, too, the Murskis, believe that when we do pass on, whatever type of service that you have for that person, that you do go to that service? It's just a question of what you guys think. It's a, I'd be very, very interested to hear what you guys are saying regarding of seeing the oxygen tank and nobody was there with it. And that's, you know, that's what Lance had, you know, before he passed away, was an oxygen tank that he never had before. But like I said, as it got worse, I guess the doctors figured he would have to have that. So
if you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com. or patreon.com/realghoststories.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.